Zakt the Mishnah writer, Masech de Shkalim, Perig Vav, Mishnah Beis, Maisa, there was a story. B'kayin Echad, by one kayin, Shayim is Asek, he was busy with his work. What was he doing? He was looking for worms in the wood. You see, this kayin, explains the Batanura, was a Balmum. He couldn't do the Avaida. And they were assigned the task of preparing the wood for the Mizbeach. Any piece of wood that had a worm in it would be possible in Mizbeach. So he was sitting there, and he noticed something interesting. The Gemara explains that he had a kind of a hatchet which he used to test the wood to see if it's wormy. It fell from his hands. And when he lifted it, he said, this is interesting. He noticed something interesting on the floor. What did he notice? The Rahi saw Haritzpa. Ritzpa means the floor, but it means a certain stone on the floor. It's different than the others. It wasn't exactly even. So he understood it must have been lifted and put back down. So he got all excited. Everyone knew that the urn was hidden someplace. This must be the secret passageway that goes down. Now there are some things that a person has to understand. When you see it, you keep it to yourself. But he ran to tell his friend. Lehispig ligmar es hadavar. He never had a chance to finish what he wanted to do, though. At Shiyatz and Nishmasai, until his neshama left him. V'yadu b'yichud, then they knew for sure, Shashama Aaron Nignus, that's where the Aaron is hidden. Most learn v'yadu b'yichud means, well, they understood, if this is what happened, this must be a very serious place. The Rivan explains, this kind should have understood, it would be very dangerous if the Umas Ha'olam would find out where the Aaron was hidden. He should have kept it to himself. The Meiri explains, V'yadu b'yichud means Ruach HaKadosh, that this is where the Aaron was hidden. They understood that this is why it happened. We had explained from the Batanura, it's also from the Rosh, that what the Kayin saw was that one of the tiles, one of the stones, was a little bit higher than the other. So he understood it was taken out and replaced. Rabbeinu Meshulam says that he saw that one of the stones, one of the slabs of stone, had a little bit of a different coloring. And that was because of the greater Kiddusha. So basically, what do we chazer in this Mishnah? We chazer that you have to think a little bit. Sometimes we're privy to certain secrets or certain exciting things, and you want to tell everyone about it. But someone who's mature understands that there are certain things that before you tell your friend, you should first ask your father or mother or your rebbeim, this is what I saw, and let them advise you on whether or not you should repeat it.